just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit, a.k.a. Jeff, whatever you want to call me. Sitting across from me.
Of course, I am Rocky. Of course, BSS Carolinas, you know, Rule 3, all that. Welcome to today's show. We got a great show for you. Yes, on the previous show, we talked about our perfect playoff team, which was cool.
Yeah.
You know, our heroes of the weekend. On this segment, we're going to review Week 17. Review a little bit of the NFL this season, talk about the Panthers, Cam Newton, Cowboys, and then we'll preview the playoffs. And we'll look and see who our MVPs of the season are as of right now.
So that's hard.
Yeah. And we got breakdown true or false we're going to play.
Woo-hoo!
And the coaching carousel has started. So, but first, let's go into the NFL review of Week 17. The Panthers lose to the Bucs 17-16. Panthers finish the season 6-10. But first, what do you think of Week 17? And then we'll get into it.
Oh, man, Week 17 is so hard because, like, man, Pittsburgh beat Cleveland without Big Ben, Le'Veon Bell, or Antonio Brown.
But it was an overtime.
Yeah, I mean, good job, Cleveland. Thought you were going to have it, but you failed again. Atlanta, monster numbers. Although, if you look at the statistics, Breeze, Mark Ingram, Michael Thomas all had more, like, stats than everybody else. But they still lost. For me, man, the hardest one was when Washington lost to the Giants. I wanted the Redskins to get in. I like Kirk Cousins. I love their receiving core and their tight end. I really like the Redskins. I'm pretty upset that they're out. L.A. finished the only way L.A. could, just completely getting demolished. There's just not a lot because, like, I don't know. I mean, for me, man, Seattle, you couldn't find a worse way to limp into the playoffs. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, they only beat San Francisco by two.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is not a good look. And then after losing to Arizona, it's not good. I don't know.
Well, going back to the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game, I get resting people. In Cleveland, took them overtime. They had a chance to win that game. It would have been nice for them to win the bid on next year. Probably the best game of the weekend had to be Detroit and Green Bay.
Yeah. Look, Matt Stafford has to do it himself. He's got no help. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to think about Green Bay anymore. I really don't. Like, I still feel like they're not that great. Even though they've won, like, eight in a row.
Seven. But they're tough. You know, but looking at Week 17, you know, you had Baltimore losing to Cincinnati and Steve Smith's last game.
Yeah.
Which we will talk about that. Houston and Tennessee.
The Carolina game where they tried to go for two to win the game, they didn't get it.
Well, they had to. I get why he did it. I mean, you don't really want to go overtime.
What's the point of going to overtime? What, right. Cam Newton get hurt? Right. Screw you for next season.
So go ahead and go for the two.
Yeah.
And the only thing about that, you know, going back to the Carolina game, Cam, one touchdown, three picks. Once again. And then, you know, it's just, where's the development? Where's the growth? This year.
Dude, I've been all over it with Cam this year.
I'm
telling you, he's not going anywhere. But if next year, if he looks like this again, he may be a one-hit wonder.
Mm-hmm. You know, you had Indy beat Jacksonville, nothing to play for there. New England didn't rest anybody. They just won 35-14.
Yep.
And went into the playoffs. Buffalo, of course, started EJ. And then went to Cardale Jones in the third. So who knows what's going on with that franchise. Philly, hey, say what you want. The Eagles finished strong. They beat the Giants in Dallas back-to-back weeks.
Yep.
You know, it's huge wins for the young guy.
Tight end. Just Zach Ertz. Crazy. Yeah. 139 yards, two touchdowns.
Too bad he did it 2 weeks too late because I have him in fantasy. you know, of course, New Orleans, Atlanta had a shootout. L.A. just got clobbered.
Oakland couldn't do anything with the
– they just – yeah. Seattle, why are you even letting San Francisco hang in this game? That's my thing. Why are they even winning this game? They were winning this game at some point, and Seattle had to come back.
I know. I'm telling you, Seattle does just not look good. Who do they play first week in the playoffs?
They're playing the Giants. No, Lions. Lions could beat them.
I think the Lions can beat them.
And, well, can people please stop telling me how great the Seahawks are? There are people saying the Seahawks are getting to the Super Bowl.
This year, right
yes,
now? You're
there's
crazy.
No way.
That offensive line is garbage.
3 weeks on this show, not on this show, but on BSS Carolinas, somebody said that they would beat Dallas. I'm like,
no.
Where?
I said that like a month and a half ago. Not anymore.
But week 17, I mean, it was fine. Green Bay, Detroit. What about Matt Stafford throwing the Hail Mary? I thought they was going to actually come back if they would got the onside kick. That would have been great.
That would have been awesome. Yeah. Although the leading receiver in that game was Jerimo Allison.
Yep. He had a deep touchdown pass. Another receiver stepping up.
No idea who that is.
Going back to the Panthers finished the season 6-10. The year in review, in one word, what are you describing them? One word.
Disappointment. Just utter disappointment.
They acted like Super Bowl winners this year, where it was going to be easy for them to come back and repeat in the AFC.
I look at Gettleman, man, and I'm like, that Norman thing. Although I'm one of the people that were like, it's not a big deal when it first happened. I was wrong. Gettleman was wrong.
Yep.
I've been saying for the last couple of years, you know, trusting Gettleman. I don't know if I trust him anymore. This year's going to be a big – if this happens again next year, I'm talking about total revamp of the Carolina Panthers.
If – he did a great job getting away out of the horrible GM before us.
Yeah.
That you got now. You had to get out cap hell, and now they're out of it. Now, this year, I agree with you, it's the biggest offseason he has ever had.
Yeah.
Because you need to address – where you need the needs.
Because you don't get to sit there and say, well, we made it to the Super Bowl. We don't need to change too much.
Right.
This year you go, okay, we went 6-10. We already have $20 million in cap space. We're going to have more. It's time to let guys like Ted Ginn, Mike Tolbert, it's time to let guys like that go.
Well, this is where I'm getting ready to go. Should changes be made? If so, give me three things that need to be changed.
You've got to get tackles. You've got to get offensive tackles. That's, for me, that's number one.
Do you get the first pick?
It depends. I don't think there's
at
a top.
Number eight.
I don't think there's a real top 10 outs like tackle. I don't think there's a tackle out there coming out of this draft. I think they should pick Dalvin Cook. And I know everybody's like, "Oh, you're just Homer, Florida State guy." I really think Dalvin Cook is a guy that can really truly help. He doesn't have to come in. You could almost have double trouble again.
I did read that Rivera said there's going to be no more.
I'm one of the smartest players.
There's going to be no more zone read as much.
That's what I'm saying.
Going forward.
But I guess if you're really going to say no more zone read, then I guess you want to take Leonard Fournette. I'm not a huge fan of Leonard Fournette. I think he's going to be a bust. That's just me. That's my prediction. Leonard Fournette's going to be a
right
bust.
Right now, McShay's gotten him taking Fournette.
See, I think that's a terrible decision.
I like it. We disagree on it.
Yeah.
But I can see the wear and tear, the worry, the injuries. If you're staying with the zone read, I think Dalvin Cook's your best bet.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that's the better way to go. So I would go offensive tackle. And I think – you really need to look in taking a lot of that money and going out and getting a defensive end. Because Charles Johnson could be here. Like, Coney Ealy, he's done. Like, he's just not that
good. You think he's done?
I think he's done. He's just not that good.
You don't think you can build with Coney?
No.
Right.
They're going to keep Addison, hopefully for the right price. Don't overpay for him because he's...
Why? This is my thing with Carolina. Why are you keeping Wes Horton, Mario Addison?
Best pass rusher this year.
He is the problem in Carolina. One game's great. Three games are bad.
That wasn't Addison this year.
He was like,
Addison was very consistent in getting pressure on the ball this year. He led us in sacks. He was actually the best defensive end we had, and I would rather keep him over Charles Johnson and Coney Ealy. I would like to go out and spend money and get a better guy. I don't know who that is. I don't know who's going to be on the free agent market. Haven't had a chance to look that far down the line yet. I'm still in the playoffs. Still focused on that.
Well, looking, Calais Campbell, JPP, Deion Jordan.
Deion Jordan would be great.
I
would love Calais Campbell. I don't know if we're going to be able to spend that much.
He's 30. But, yeah, you could try to get him. He's there. Mario hasn't.
Could get a guy like Chris Long coming, because he only did a one-year deal in New England. You get Chris Long to come out. You get
him, Andre Branch, Jack Crawford from Dallas, who is actually one of our best defensive linemen.
And then, for me, I think focus on safety, a guy who is going to stop the deep ball. Because the corners are doing okay, but the safety coverage just isn't there it wasn't there this year.
Now, there's a big one out there you could go get. But you don't have to spend money, probably, if he would even leave.
Who?
Eric Berry.
No, he ain't leaving Kansas City.
But there's talks he might go to Atlanta because
he's from Atlanta. Man, that's a possibility. I mean, if he's going to go anywhere, I mean, Atlanta makes the most sense. Plus, they don't have that great of safeties there anyway. So, I don't know. That's for me. You got to get safety help, a cover safety. You got to get a defensive end. You got to get tackles. It's just too simple. And please, like, this isn't a Carolina thing, but just Cam, develop. Figure it out, man.
What about Matt Khalil? He's a free agent. You put him Ryan at left tackle.
But he's coming off of a bad injury.
I mean, you could probably get him at a decent price. I mean,
yeah,
you
might get him at family discount, too.
Yeah.
So, that's a possibility. He was good. When he's at the top of his game, he's a really good tackle.
Don't forget, you could get the other Long brother, Jake Long.
Yeah.
He's a free agent. Put him and Chris come in together.
Could be a possibility. It's a good possibility. Although I think I like the draft a lot, and I haven't gotten a chance to dive into it because not everybody's declared yet, so I haven't gone that far. But if there's a tackle there, I would take him, or I would take Dalvin Cook. That's my options. And maybe get a receiver who can catch the ball. Maybe run a route.
I was getting to say a route runner. Carolina really, so that's your three?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to get a guy like Amendola, who's not afraid to go across the middle. Or Cole Beasley. Guy like that. The problem is, Cam doesn't know what a check down is. So, that's me. Safety, tackle, and D-end. Got to change those three. And I kind of want to fire Mike Shula.
Well, that's another talk is actually defensive coordinator Sean McDermott's interviewing for the job in Buffalo.
I mean, that's a big loss.
You talk about free agent wide receivers, Alshon Jeffrey, Vincent Jackson, DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon
maybe.
Steve Smith. I mean, you know, he's going to come back for one. He'll sign a one-day contract and be done. Michael Floyd. Mm-hmm. Don't forget Ted Ginn is a free agent.
Nope. Bye.
Yeah. I think you signed T. Pryor.
See, I wouldn't mind having Terrell Pryor. But he's more of a speed guy.
Right. You need a route runner here. Terrence Williams in Dallas.
I would love to have Terrence Williams.
He's a hell of a receiver. Number two. Williams. Not number one, but number two.
Yep.
He would be great for you here in Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Especially running a three set.
Right.
Kelvin on the left. Kelvin. Him and Funches on the right.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good
one. He would be your speedster because that's what he is. So I can see that. For me, listen, first and foremost, Mike Shula's got to go. It's time to move on. It is not working. The read option is not going to work with Cam. It just is not going to work. That's number one. Number two, Mike Tolbert. See you, buddy. It's been nice, but you got to go for that price, and you were not running I formation. So he's got to go. Third, safety. This franchise lives and dies with the safety. and the good linebackers. Mike Minter, they've always had a good safety to cover the back end of the field.
Yeah.
You need a back end. You need, to me, you need three quarterbacks on the field. The quarterback, middle linebacker, and safety.
Dude,
if you can get those three things, you'll have a good football team.
It's crazy how much help a team needs 1 year after going to the Super Bowl and losing one game.
That's what happens in this league, though. In one season, you can flip just like that because you live off, you're very complacent, and your holes in your team gets discovered. And that's what happened this year.
And I kind of think, you know, this is kind of early, but I kind of think they will have a better year because a lot of guys are going to be playing for their job. Ron's going to be coaching for his. Gettleman's going to be player positioning for his. A lot of guys are looking to not get fired next year. I don't think anybody's leaving. In terms
as
of coaching.
As far as coaches,
yeah,
I
unless
doubt
McDermott
it
leaves for another job.
I could see that. I could see Ken Dorsey, maybe one of them guys leaving.
Yeah.
Quarterback coaches. Mike Shula, I doubt he'll leave because they did put points. You know, say that first and foremost. They did put points they need to. Mm-hmm. It was just all or nothing all the time.
Yeah.
So, and 27 seconds, you know, that you run off the clock. The other thing, Cam Newton says he will not need shoulder surgery, but he's on bad terms with football. Going to leave her alone for a while.
He makes needs sense to not. He needs to be all up in her, trying to figure out how to do it.
This, and I told my wife this earlier, this is what bothers me about Cam Newton. Every time he loses at the end of the season, I can't take it. I need to take a break. I need to get away. I need to relax. I need to go party in San Francisco while I'm smoking or whatever else. I need to go do different things. It's never, I'm going to get better. I'm going to learn from this year and get better next year.
Yep. And that's why I'm kind of over Cam Newton.
So, all right. Well, anyway, that's, you know, just want to get your
Carolina
thoughts on
Panthers,
that
year in review. Two big thumbs down.
Yeah, I give them a D, yep, maybe. Six wins, you know, and look out. This division is not getting worse.
Well, the Saints are getting
the
worse.
Okay, besides the Saints, the Bucks and the Falcons ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
For a while.
Jameis is looking better and Jameis better
looking
every
week. Better. Listen, I mean, those two teams will be dangerous for a while. Cowboys lose the Eagles 27-13. Dak played two series. Romo played one, went 3-for-4, a touchdown. Garbage Sanchez played the rest of the game and threw two picks.
Mark
Why
Sanchez
is he even
is
employed?
So awesome.
Why is he even employed? And to
make everybody else look good?
Well, no, he's actually a good mentor for Dak.
Yeah.
They've even
Don't
said
run into
how
the offensive lineman.
Right.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah. Don't throw picks a lot.
Hey, see what I do? I throw it to the other team a lot. You probably shouldn't do that. People don't like it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the best thing to do. Let's go into – anyway, that's all the Week 17 games. Let's go into the next – the playoffs. Let's talk about the playoffs real fast.
Okay.
The Pats lock up the 1 seed in the AFC after destroying the Dolphins. Chiefs lock up the 2 seed and Raiders fall to 5. Falcons lock up to 2. Seahawks are 3. Looking ahead to the AFC, NFC playoffs. This Saturday is the Raiders and the Texans.
Whew. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but the Texans are going to win a playoff game. They're going to. Because Oakland can't do anything on offense without Derek Carr. It sucks.
McGlone takes too many chances.
And if Connor Cook plays, you can play. You start your first game in the playoffs. It's about the lights being bright.
Connor Cook against Brock Osweiler. That's all I'm going to say.
Come on. If Tom Savage plays, they win easily.
The Texans?
Yeah. Because Tom Savage is a better quarterback than Brock Osweiler. I don't care.
No, I agree. I agree with that. Listen, this is going to be an ugly game.
Oh, yeah.
If you got something else to do, you might want to do it.
No,
see what
it's
the score
playoff
is.
Football. Watch it.
You don't – what? Do you remember the last Texans game?
They got crushed.
Do you remember Kansas City and Texans?
Yeah, they got crushed.
This might be the same thing. I got a feeling the Raiders will go in there and just listen.
Really? You think the Raiders are going to win?
I think the Raiders
are going to win. No, I think Houston's going to win.
Here's why. Even if they play Connor Cook, I think he's better than the two they got on the other side.
I think Tom Savage. If Tom Savage plays, I think they actually win pretty easily.
All right. Then Saturday night, you got the Lions at the Seahawks.
The Lions are going to win this.
Seahawks have won the last 9 home games, so it's going to be tough. I think the Lions can win, and I want them to win. And without Earl Thomas, that defense is not the same back there. It's not.
Nope.
So I'll go with the Lions, but, you know, I'll make the picks on this week's show. Then we got the Dolphins Sunday at the Steelers. Matt Moore against Big Ben. You want to go with Matt Moore?
No, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, but it's going to be I'm going to channel my inner Lee Corso closer than the experts think.
I could see the Dolphins win this game. I really could.
I could, too. If Jay Ajayi
has 200 yards, I could see it. But I don't think so. Steelers are that team in the AFC.
And then the best game of the weekend.
4:40 on Sunday, the Giants at the Packers.
I just think it's destiny that the Giants and the Cowboys are going to play.
I disagree. I think it's the Packers. Because, listen, they will attack the one area I think they have a weakness. That's Janoris Jenkins and that other safety. Landon Collins is really good.
The problem is the Packers have no secondary either, and Eli is going to just
– He should.
Odell Beckham Jr. is just going to –
He's going to throw picks.
Nope.
Eli is going to stumble.
Nope.
I think this is –
Odell Beckham Jr. is going to have like 150 receiving yards.
He should. He should, but I don't think they – I think they're going to try to run it.
I think it's going to be a shootout. It's going to be like 31-28, 35-32, something like that. It's going to be a high-scoring game. It's going to be great. I'm going with the Giants, though.
So you're going with the Giants. All right, I'll pick later. I'm going to say the Packers. But then that would mean the winner, the higher seed goes to Dallas. The lower seed goes to Atlanta the next weekend. Then vice versa, the Raiders, Texans. Let's go ahead and say it. It's going to be the Raiders or Texans playing at the Patriots. The Dolphins ain't beating the Steelers.
No.
And then it would be
Pittsburgh at Kansas City
the next week. And that is going to be a crazy game.
Yep.
Listen. Mm. They're in an AFC, all right, there's two teams that has a chance to beat New England. That's it. Kansas City and Pittsburgh. Well, guess what? One of them's going to get eliminated the week before. Because the Dolphins, Raiders, and Texans will not beat the Patriots.
Not even close.
Not even a chance. So, it's – look.
And like, Houston or Oakland ain't beating them either. And New England's going to be in the AFC championship game.
They should be in the Super Bowl. Go ahead and book your ticket.
No.
All right.
No.
The only team I've seen them beating is Kansas City. I agree. Well, I've been on their bandwagon
couple
all
years.
Season.
I have been a couple of years now.
But I think New Orleans and Kansas City can win that game. Dallas has a much tougher road with the quarterbacks.
Yes.
I still know we can do it, but it's going to be tough.
Okay,
it's
not easy. Dallas is the one seed, so they'll get the lower
Atlanta
seed.
Atlanta would be two. They get – so basically, the way I see it working out, I think the Packers win. I think the Giants could win. But I see the Packers winning. I don't think they blow this game.
Who's the sixth seed in the NFC?
The sixth seed is the Lions. If they beat the Seahawks, the Lions
so
will go
I
Dallas.
Think it's going to be Dallas versus the Lions. Because
I hope so.
I think the Lions are going to beat the Seahawks. So that puts Atlanta playing either the Giants or the Packers.
Right.
I think Atlanta could beat both those teams.
I do, too.
I think it's going to be Dallas and Atlanta.
It is that the two best teams in the NFC this year has been Dallas and Atlanta.
And I think it's going to be them.
And I'm not going away. I think it's going to be Dallas, Atlanta, Kansas City, and New England. And
me, too.
I'm still going with New England and Dallas. Because if you go with that Super Bowl, that is going – that's what I'm pulling for, but I'm going to say Kansas City. But I want New England and Dallas because that will be the one Super Bowl that Dallas is cheered to win the game.
If you –
That will be the most watched Super Bowl ever. I'm just saying. It will be.
Yeah. Unless, like, Oakland and New England played.
In the AFC Championship game?
Oh, yes. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. There cannot be a bigger. I mean, the Giants and Patriots would be big because it'd be the third time and all this other crap. But Dallas, New England.
I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to say this, and it's not just because I like to get under your skin, but I really think Atlanta could beat Dallas.
No, I could see it too.
I honestly think the Super Bowl, I don't think New England's going to make it. I think without Gronk, they're limited. I think
Kansas City could win that game.
But then I'm like, Pittsburgh. I don't know if Pittsburgh can beat that defense of Kansas City.
The problem is Pittsburgh's defense.
But if Alex Smith can move the ball against Pittsburgh.
Which he will.
Which he can. I think the Super Bowl is going to be the Atlanta Falcons and the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl.
The problem with Atlanta, at some point Atlanta will be Atlanta. Which they always fall apart.
I mean, somewhere, Atlanta could do it against the Giants.
Tell me the last time they've never fell apart in a season.
Oh, it's happened.
It's always happened. If you listen to Bermani Jones, they're Atlanta.
Yeah, you don't trust Atlanta.
I trust Dallas more than I do to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that's saying something for the last 25 years.
I'm telling you, though, man.
But I can see. Listen, I wouldn't be mad if it was Dallas and Atlanta. I think that would be a great NFC championship.
For me, I think the biggest lock is Kansas City going to the Super Bowl over Dallas.
I think New England's the biggest lock, but I'm going with Kansas City because I think they'll win.
I don't think New England can do it, man. I think they haven't played anybody this year. And when they did, they didn't look good.
No offense, Carolina didn't play anybody last year.
You're right.
And they got to the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
And then they finally got the Super Bowl and got slapped. And that's the same thing I think that could happen this year with New England, with getting to the Super Bowl, when they play a Giants or a Dallas or Atlanta.
If New England plays Dallas, Dallas wins the Super Bowl. If New England plays, like, Atlanta, Atlanta would win the Super Bowl.
I think Atlanta would win because that defensive line would get – Vic Beasley would be
– Plus, I don't think New England's defense could stop Julio Jones.
Well, not just Julio.
And Devontae Freeman,
Coleman.
I don't think he could stop
them. They have a lot of weapons.
Yeah.
Outside of Dallas, Atlanta's the best offense in the league. Outside of Dallas.
And I actually think Atlanta's is a little better in terms of just explosiveness.
Well, here's why I don't, is because
if Romo was the quarterback for Dallas, I would say Dallas has the best offense. But Dak limits them just enough where I think Atlanta's a little better.
Well, you see, I disagree to a point because I think Dak can do the running and different things he can do.
Yeah.
Does he throw downfield? No. That's something that they've got to work on. And against Detroit, you can't say he didn't throw it down the field because he had three touchdowns, two of them to
Dez.
Hey, and don't forget, Dez can throw. If we need somebody to throw a touchdown pass, give it 88.
That was beautiful. That was one of the best plays.
But anyway, we'll see what happens in the playoffs.
Yep.
It's going to be a great playoffs. I can't wait.
As of right now, I'm saying Atlanta, Kansas City. Kansas City wins the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go Dallas, Kansas City, but I see New England and Dallas is what I'm cheering for. But I'm just because of ratings and
– It would be the first time I would root for Dallas.
Right, and there would be a lot of people doing it.
Because I hate the Patriots.
A lot of people would do that. Yep. As much as they hate Dallas,
they'd have to borrow one of your Cowboys jerseys and wear it.
I would give you a Romo jersey to wear. Don't worry. All right, real fast. Who should win the MVP? Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, or the Cowboys offensive line? Or – Zeke or Dak, who you giving it to right now?
I have a toss-up between Matt Ryan and Derek Carr.
Derek Carr, really?
Yes.
All right.
Derek Carr. Look what happened without Derek Carr.
That's true.
Terrible.
He should get a lot of love. But to me, it's got to be Matt Ryan. Cowboys offensive line, which they won't give it
to
the line.
See, they're not going to give it to the line.
But to me,
they were the best thing in football this year.
To me, they are playing more on a mission than anybody else in football right now.
And I will give you one drive that proves why they may be one of the best offensive lines in the world. If you look at that Thanksgiving Day game against, it was Washington. That first drive, they were literally just pushing dudes over.
Well, do you remember Pittsburgh game when Zeke was not touched for the game?
Oh, yeah, and they knocked the whole –
They were on – everybody was on their butt.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody touched him for 20 yards.
But I'm just talking about for a single drive.
Yeah.
They were the most dominant thing I had ever seen this year. It was crazy. I watched it and was just like,
yeah, it was unreal.
I don't know how Washington was even close in that game.
Defense, secondary, and Aaron Rodgers. It's either got, to me, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan. That's the three. And Aaron Rodgers has come on so much the last seven games. To me, what has hurt him was the first half of the season. He had a great season, but not as good as Matt Ryan.
I think if Matt Ryan would have won one more game,
yeah,
he would be a lock. But
all right, you're going with Brady.
No,
who are you going with?
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan. You're going with Matt Ryan.
Don't ever say I'm Tom Brady anything.
Tom Brady should get a lot of votes. He might win it.
I still think Derek Carr was the best player in the league.
I agree. All right, well, there you go. I'm going with Matt Ryan just because of the season he had. Cool. Aaron Rodgers, I could see. Tom Brady, I could see.
So who's winning Rookie of the Year? Rookie Boss of man?
Year? Dude, it's Zeke, hands down.
You think Zeke will win it over Dak?
Yeah.
Quarterbacks get a lot of love.
He will. I don't think that if he would have played in the Philly game and put up more stats, I think he would have won Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
But Zeke, I mean, 1,600 yards. He didn't break the rookie record, but he broke the Cowboys rookie record for rushing, and he was amazing. NFL coaching changes so far, real fast. Gary Kubiak retires due to health concerns with the Broncos. Who you think takes over?
I don't know. This was so sudden. I don't even know. I'm looking at a guy. I think they're actually going to try to pull somebody from another team, a Sean Payton or a Bill O'Brien. I don't think Bill O'Brien is happy at all in Houston. I don't think he liked the whole Brock Osweiler thing, and I think he would be ecstatic to get a call from the Denver Broncos.
I'm going to go with Kyle Shanahan.
I like that, too.
I think that's the best fit. Because all he's got to do is plug in offense and go.
Yep.
And you need a running back if CJ is healthy, but I would go with Shanahan. Jags fire Gus Bradley. Any guesses who you want would take over Jacksonville?
Somebody offensive minded. So I don't, you know.
Shanahan.
The other Shanahan?
If Kyle or doesn't Tom go Coughlin? To Denver, no, Tom Coughlin would be horrible there.
I mean, he's got
you need an offensive guy, and Tom is at the end of his career. You need a younger guy.
Tom Coughlin, no offense, is at the end of his life. I mean,
very true.
He's old, bro. Old.
They do need an offensive guy, though. And if you look at NFL right now, there's a bunch of offensive guys interviewing for these jobs. Rams fire Fisher, any clue? I think Sean Payton really could be in LA.
Look, I've also heard rumblings that – because of the massive amount of Hispanics that they've thought about trying to contact Ron Rivera.
I did hear about that.
Because of the Hispanic culture that he has, and he was in San Diego for a long time. I think that is maybe a possibility, but I they'd have to throw a lot of money at him.
He's a defensive guy. Yeah, I mean, you have to get.
It's
got to
be. It's
got to
be Sean Payton. Which that leaves open the New Orleans job.
I would say Sean Payton, Josh McDaniels.
I think that's one of the two.
And then if by chance Sean Payton leaves,
I think Josh
McDaniels would be like, I'm going to New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm going to go coach Drew Brees. I've been doing Tom Brady. I'll go down and coach Drew Brees.
Yeah, for a couple years.
Who else got
then
fired?
Rookie. I'm getting ready to go to it. 49ers fired Trent Baalke, the GM, and Chip Kelly.
I was really surprised they fired Chip Kelly.
I figured they'd give him another year.
Me too. Oh, Rex Ryan got fired too.
Yeah,
I was just going through because I'm picking out coaches who don't have jobs anymore. You know what wouldn't surprise me?
What
if the 49ers hired like Jeff Fisher, somebody stable who's just gonna do an okay job? It totally makes sense, right? Like just be mediocre.
You know they're paying $59 million to coaches over the last 3 years.
That's ridiculous.
Jim Tom Sula, Harbaugh, and now Chip Kelly. So they were going to get a GM to run it first. Hopefully somebody knows what they're doing, not Trent Baalke. And then as far as coaching, man, I'm trying to think somebody you can go get. I can see them making a play for Urban Meyer trying to go to the NFL.
I think they're just going to want something stable and boring. They did the Harbaugh thing with the crazy energy. Then they did the Tom Sula where he may be the worst NFL head coach of all time. And then you did the Chip Kelly thing with the weird offense and the, you know, all the college, the racism, the all sorts of weird stuff that he's got going on with him. I think they just want somebody who's just going to be boring. Maybe like a Doug Monroe or a Gus Bradley or Doug Monroe, the guy who's the interim head coach in Jacksonville now.
And he'll probably get a job somewhere.
Yeah.
I can see that. Chargers fire coach Mike McCoy after four seasons going 27-37. I agree. All the injuries he's had, it's tough. Any clue on who you think will take over that one? This is the job I could see Ron Rivera going to.
Here's why. He used to coach.
Not only that, they're moving to L.A. most likely to be the second L.A. team. I could see him doing this if he's going anywhere. If he does. I don't think he will. But
would you trade if you're a defensive guy, would you trade coaching Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis and Kawan Short and then go so you can get
Joey Bosa.
Manti Te'o and Phillip Rivers?
The defense is
Take Phillip Rivers over Cam Newton.
I would too. But that defense is really not that bad. It could be a lot. I mean, they need another corner. Flowers is pretty good.
Yep.
But, yeah, leaving Kuechly would be tough, but I could see it.
Because you're sitting there going, I could coach maybe one of the greatest linebackers of all time.
Right.
I don't know, man.
But I don't think he'll go anywhere.
Nope.
He ain't going nowhere.
At least not this year.
Nah.
When he gets fired next year.
Yeah. Let's go into true or false. But, yeah, who knows if he even gets fired.
I don't know, dude. It's so up in the air. There's so many coaches. It's going to take a while to figure out who's going to get a job and who's not. I just, like, because Rex Ryan,
What about Rex Ryan?
Go ahead. I just don't think he's going to coach anymore.
He shouldn't.
He's going to be on TV somewhere.
He should be defense coordinator if he's going to do anything.
Yeah, maybe.
Just don't bring his brother.
No, he's terrible.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
True or false?
All right, true or false, Tony Romo will throw at least one touchdown this postseason.
True.
True. I think he does at some point. Houston Texans will be the surprise team in the AFC playoffs.
I say true because I think they're going to be Oakland and them winning a game would be a surprise.
True. I do think surprise team because they're the only one. Who else would be a surprise team? Oakland? Connor Cook? Matthew Stafford will have more yards and touchdowns than Russell Wilson.
True.
True. Connor Cook will have more touchdowns than Brock Osweiler.
False.
True.
Oh, yeah, true, because I think Tom Savage is going to play instead of Brock Osweiler.
I tricked you on that one. Dolphins' Matt Moore will have more touchdowns than Big Ben.
True.
False. Come on, dude.
No, true, because I think Le'Veon Bell is going to score most of the touchdowns.
And Beckham Jr. will have more yards than Jordy Nelson.
True, by two times.
False. Jordy's going to have at least one long one.
Yep, and Odell will probably have like two.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
You're telling me you wouldn't be surprised if Odell Beckham Jr. caught 200 yards against that secondary?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. I hope he doesn't because I'm so sick of hearing that's a Beckham. Somebody made a catch the other day with one hand. That's a Beckham. No, that's a one-handed catch.
I mean, when you make one of the greatest catches of all time.
Dude, I've seen the ball boy make that catch.
I do see not coaches on the sideline doing that all the time.
They do drills for that all the time.
I've seen big, fat, like, dudes who hold the sack of footballs jump up and grab it one-handed, too. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. That is going to do it for this episode of the Rule 3. Next episode, we got some college football. I'm going to yell about some stuff. I'm going to do a rant. And I think we've got top five.
Number twos. In all sports.
And
all right.
You'd be surprised who I have on my list. All right.
I wouldn't be.
That is going to do it for this episode of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Rocky. And as always, you can catch us everywhere.
Good day.